Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. Today is September 20th, 2012, and I bring to you an incredibly chilling, disturbing, difficult to comprehend story. The story comes from CharismaNews.com. Kill Your Baby for Free Day Sees Dozens Slaughtered. Kill Your Baby for Free Day Sees Dozens Slaughtered. Dozens of babies were literally massacred in Orlando, Florida, on Tuesday in what area pro-lifers will remember as Free Baby Killing Day. Scores of pregnant young women, probably scared, anxious, or resentful, lined up at the Orlando Women's Center to take the abortion clinic up on its offer to brutally murder their pre-born babies free of charge. In a sickening, sickening marketing display that treats murder like a two-for-one special at McDonald's, the pregnant women were only responsible to pay for a $150 state-required sonogram. That's less than half the price of a regular abortion. It seems that was an offer too good for many scared, young, pregnant, and cash-strapped girls to refuse. Emily, co-founder of the Orlando House of Prayer, sent an email Tuesday afternoon reporting that there were 40 to 50 women at the clinic waiting for abortions by pill. Lord have mercy, this abortion center was offering the equivalent to drive-through abortions. The website says, time constraints, have only 2 hours to be in the office, make private appointments for consultation with Dr. Pendergraft, Vice President and Executive Private Appointments Available, VIP and Exclusive Private Appointments Available, Immediate Appointments Available. This is so sickening, I'm almost at a loss for words. Pregnant young women who are considering abortion are already under immense pressure. This Orlando abortion clinic tapped into that pressure with a promise to do a rush job that leaves them little time to reconsider their decision. VIP and exclusive private appointments relegate abortion to box seats at an NBA game. What's next? And this Pendergraft, he's known widely for late-term abortions, surgically murdering preborn babies up to 24 weeks old. The abortion clinic's website boasts that women were traveling hundreds or even thousands of miles to an abortionist to kill their 24-week-old baby until he opened multiple centers in Florida. Pray that the Lord would give this man dreams by day and visions by night that opens his eyes to the reality of the murders he's committing. Pray that the Lord would open the eyes of his heart to see the love of Christ, these preborn babies, for these pregnant women and for him. Pray that this and other abortion clinics shut down. Prayer does work. Sarmento sent me another email late last night reporting that some success from efforts of sidewalk counselor John Barras and an outpouring of prayer that went forth throughout the day. John Barras preached the word with the Spirit's power, calling the 80 aborting mothers and dads to listen to the voice of God in their conscience and get out of there. Kelsey came out of the door of the killing place with a smile on her face and announced in front of the crowd, "I heard his voice, John. I heard that voice." John sent Kelsey over to a pregnancy center. And another couple left saying, "We're not doing this." Of course, it's always joyous to see babies saved from abortion, but Sarmiento reports that Barbos was alone and has never seen so many infants slaughtered. She asked that we pray for him as he will be back there today. Today is late-term killing day. Today is late-term killing day. I urge you to pray. Pray not just for the abortionists. Pray for the women considering abortion. Pray for them to get a revelation of the precious life they're carrying within them. And pray that the women who have had abortions would come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Christ, which rids them of the guilt and shame of abortion. Just pray and don't stop praying. And our author is Jennifer LeClaire. Jennifer LeClaire in a news editorial at Charisma. What are we to make of all this, folks? What are we to make of this? How is this happening in our nation? How is the sanctity of life being utterly lost? How is it that the issues of life are being now relegated to political issues? How is it that abortion is now considered a political issue? How can the killing of unborn babies be a political issue? How is this sanctity of life a political issue? How is it that the defining of marriage, how has that become a political issue? How is it that the insistence that men and women work for a living, how has that become a political issue? How are politicians divided over the issue that men and women should work for a paycheck? How is it that that is splitting people and Christians, quote-unquote Christians, are choosing politics over the Word of God? How are they choosing loyalty to a political platform versus the inspired Word of God? How is it that these three issues that I've just outlined for you, issue number one, the sanctity of life, issue number two, the sanctity of marriage, issue number three, the sanctity of work, how are these three issues, the idea that the life should be protected, that marriage should be understood as one male and one female, how is it that this third issue, which was receiving so much recent attention because of Romney's statement about the 47%, how is it that the idea that men and women should work for their paycheck and should go to work each day and should support themselves, and that the government should not take care of them, and that there should not be a massive welfare entitlement state, and that we don't need a nanny state, and that we can't afford a nanny state, how are these issues becoming political issues? The answer is found in the failure of preachers all across the United States to proclaim, "Thus saith the Lord." Thank you so much for listening. Pray like Jennifer suggests we pray. Pray for America. Pray for the coming election. Pray for the preachers in your city. Pray that they will have boldness to proclaim the truth the way it needs to be proclaimed. Send me your thoughts. P-A-S-T-O-R, pastor at BereanBaptistChurch.org. We're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thanks for listening.